Welcome, girls, to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. And this is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife number one. With me is my pit bull, Dana, who just got back from being on vacation from a very boring vacation at her mother-in-law's house. Dana.
Yes, it's awful.
It's not a vacation going to visit your mother-in-law. It's called a sentence, jail time, punishment. What are you
Yeah.
thinking?
Well, I couldn't call it a vacation
Well,
necessarily,
you were
I
going
guess.
to visit the relatives.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
what you were doing.
Yeah, I was visiting the relatives.
Well, did you at least get an opportunity to go out with your husband while your in-laws watched the girls?
We did, which was nice. We went out with some friends of ours to the bar, and I had a nice big Long Island iced tea, and I
A
was done
Long
for.
Island iced tea. Did you get
Yes.
totally blitzed? Those things get me sick. I threw up one night all the way home from our friend's house after drinking one of those.
You know, it didn't get me sick, but I was feeling pretty good. They made it really strong, so.
Yeah, but there's like three different types of alcohol in that. Way too strong for me. I am a girly girl when it comes to drinks. Like, give me a big, pretty glass with a pretty color drink in it and like a pineapple on the side and an umbrella. And I'm happy. But you know, I love my Mike's Hard lemonades. And girls, I thought it was a miracle because Mike's Hard came out with a light version, which is only 80 calories. But Dana, it doesn't give you a buzz. It's like a drinking nothing.
I know, and I like the or not the Mike's. Well, yeah, the Mike's berry
You
cranberry.
like the cranberry? I love the cranberry, but I really love the apple. I mean, this is like a commercial for Mike's Hard. What are we doing? They have to advertise. You need to pay if you want me to say how much I love your product. This is the new thing, Dana. This is the new thing. My endorsement is so powerful. People are just lining up, waiting for Darla Shine to endorse their product. So I have to be more careful with who we select. And since we
Well,
know that all the girls are just listening to my every move.
waiting with bated breath.
Waiting with bated breath for what I'm going to say next. I'm going to say this though. Lindsay Lohan's mother is a total pig. Can you believe this poor girl? Her whole life is screwed up.
I don't understand. I don't know. I just
Well,
don't
I'm
get
looking at all the New York papers right now, and it's like for whatever reason, I think it is ridiculous that the cover of the New York Post has Lindsay Lohan on it. I mean, there we are at war. Our soldiers are don't have the stuff that they need. People are dying. People are starving in America, but we are consumed with what Lindsay Lohan does. But I think that instead of talking about her going to jail, her mother should go to jail. I mean, isn't this girl a minor? This
No.
girl, yes, she is.
No, she's not. She's 21 now.
Well, but she just turned 21. Most of her drinking and driving and partying was before she turned 21.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
In the meantime, I get all my information from Star Magazine and People. And I'm looking through Star Magazine, and Lindsay Lohan is at a rehab hotel, whatever the hell that is, on the deck, drinking and smoking with some guy, bumping and grinding, and her mother's there, partying on the deck at the rehab center. Now, Star Magazine is factual. We know this. But really, they're showing the photo. I don't get it. I don't get it. But this goes back to what I always say, that it really, I think that if your kid gets in trouble, it's really your fault. And speaking of that, the big story in AOL today, did you see the story, Dana, about this boy who has been in juvenile detention hall? And
The
now they think
13-year-old.
what?
The 13-year-old.
The 13-year-old boy, okay, he and his friends were walking around the hallway. Do you have the story in front of you?
No, I'll pop it up.
He and his friends were walking down the hallway in school and slapping girls on their behinds, on their rears. And the kids were arrested, taken to juvenile hall. They've been in juvenile hall for 5 days. Now they're have to go for trial. They may go to jail for sexual harassment. Now listen. We need to grow up. Everyone's a little bit too politically correct. Is it bad that he slapped these girls on their asses? I mean, yeah, it's not nice. But should they go to jail for it? Are we losing our minds? I feel like getting on a plane and going down there and helping this kid. We got to
I
get
think
the mom brigade together.
something.
Really, I have a daughter. I don't like the idea of my daughter's ass being slapped, but I'm not going to go throw some kid in jail and destroy his life for that.
Nope. Well, and I mean, there comes a time where you have to really say, okay, boys are going to be boys. That's something that they do, I
Well, I hate
think.
that statement, boys are going to be boys. Because
Why?
sometimes, no, I just don't like that statement. Because that's basically an open ticket saying, well, boys can get girls pregnant, and boys can do this, and boys can do that. And it's all really, it ends up putting all the onus, all the responsibility on the girl. I don't like that. I mean,
Well,
boys should be
no.
responsible. If they were
Right.
walking around, listen, if they had grabbed the girl, thrown her in the locker room, ripped her clothes off, raped the girl, God forbid, or touched her under her, on her skin. But a slap on the ass? When I was in high school, I was thrilled if some cute guy slapped me on the ass. I'm still happy if someone slaps me on the ass.
Oh, my Lord.
These
I
girls must be daughters of some radical left-wing psycho feminazi. That's all I have to say.
All right.
What
You're
do you think?
probably
I want to
right.
know what the girls think. I think we should post about this. We should put this up. I read the article earlier today. I meant to post it on the website, and then I got sidetracked. So you need to find it. It's on AOL's, main page, their news page. And I'm trying to find it right now. But what do you think? I mean, you think these boys should go to jail?
No, not at all. I think you hit the nail on the head where you said the whole political correctness thing. I think that's been taken way too far. And what I meant by boys will be boys, not, that they don't have to be accountable for their actions, but they're more rambunctious. They're more, I don't know what the right word is. And so some of those things they're gonna do, They're
Well, they're
just,
idiots. Let's put it that way. The
they're
boys
more
do,
physical.
they're physical. They do stupid things. They're young. They're immature. They act like idiots. Yes, this is all true. Okay, but to throw this kid in jail, it makes me really sick. I know that this boy was on the Fox News Channel earlier because I emailed my husband. I said, you guys better cover this story. And he's like, we already covered it. But oh, I found the story. So, two middle school students in Oregon are facing possible time in juvenile jail and could be registered as sex offenders for smacking girls on their rear at school. Sex offenders? Hold on a minute. Hannah, if you don't lower that, Hannah, lower that TV right now. Hannah is driving me crazy. When is summer going to be over?
48 days.
Is there 48 days left? Well, no, not until the kids go
I
back
don't
to
know.
school. I'm just looking forward for them to go back to school. In fact, last night we were all on the forums and I was asking Katie, I mean, I don't know how she homeschools six boys without killing them. Because
I
I read
don't
a
know.
book with Hannah yesterday, Amelia Bedelia, and before the book was over, it was almost the end of us, both of us. I was threatening to cut off her ponytail.
I don't know. I
It was
don't know how
bad.
girls do it. I like the idea of homeschooling. I just know I'm not cut out to be a homeschooling mom.
Well, I think that you have to be a more patient mother, and you also I have to be extremely organized. And let's face it, I mean, listen, I look forward to my kids going to school as basically a long babysitting service for me. Besides
Oh,
being educated, seriously, you know that they're gone for the day for a certain amount of hours. Hopefully, you think they're in a safe environment, they're learning something. It gives, it gives me a certain amount of freedom. It's the truth. And, I've been contemplating whether or not to have another baby, but I don't know if I want to give up the newfound freedom that I have. I mean, for the past year, I've had 8 days every day, basically, to sit on Happy Housewives Club.
Now, see, I've got my Amanda's going to school now full time this fall, and I'm excited for her for the experience, and I know she's going to do really well, but I'm also sad. I
You're
mean,
going to
'cause
be sad. Well, we were doing the podcast last year when Hannah went full time. Do you remember? And I was crying. I mean, when she first left to school, I was devastated. I didn't want to send her. I wanted her to stay home with me. But after a month or so, and I started to get used to it, and I was like, woohoo, I can go to the mall. I can sit in Happy Housewives Club. I can get together with my girlfriends. And then I started, you'll see, you'll get over it. You'll get over it. But let me read this. The boys were initially charged with 5 counts of felony sexual abuse. At the court hearing, 2 of the girls recanted, saying they never felt threatened or inappropriately touched by the boys. The judge released the boys but barred them from returning to the school and required that they be under constant adult supervision. Can you imagine? So they're banned from the school. They face a maximum of up to 1 year in juvenile jail on each count. Anyway, I'm obsessed with this story.
I just pulled up the story right now. I finally found it. I don't get it. It's like people don't think past what's in front of them. I mean, if this is going to be with them the rest of their lives, even if, this is as far as it goes, they're still going to have that hanging over them.
You
I don't
know,
know.
I don't know, but if I, the mother, she should have her face in front of every camera going crazy. I would be a maniac. In fact, I got to see who their lawyer is and see if I could help them with some publicity. But anyway, Dana, so it's been crazy in the Happy Housewives Club for the past week. You sound like, I feel like I'm doing a podcast by myself. You're like a zombie. Can
I'm
you
not.
wake up? How
I'm
boring can you
listening.
be? Do you have anything to contribute to the podcast? Hello?
Oh,
Are you
Lord.
tired from your big trip to your mother-in-law's? While you were gone, I had to hold down the fort, and it was the most dramatic, crazy week in the history of the Happy Housewives Club. All the girls were in a huge cat fight. It was crazy ridiculous. And I don't get it. Either I'm the only one who can, I mean, it might, I have a sense of humor, but I try to look at everything from both sides of the coin. And all the girls bring positive energy to the website, and everyone has different opinions. And girls, if we cannot debate and have great discussions without getting our panties in a twist, this is a problem. And Dana, this is why women are not in major politics,
No.
because we are hormonal crazy bitches. It's true. And once a month, I don't know what happens, the moon aligns up with our uteruses or something, and we get crazy. But you missed it. It was a doozy. And I hear that a few of the girls are in revolt and have left the Happy Housewives Club. And I'm sad for that because I'm used to seeing those girls every day. But good luck to you. If you want to start your own venture, that's great. Good luck. I love you all. I'm sad because I'm used to seeing these faces, these names every day. It's like going to the same club or community and we're all there. But what can I do? I'm like the mama bird. I have to let people fly. And if they fly, if they fl what is that? How what was that song? Free Bird? Set you free. And if you come back, you're mine. And if you don't, you never were.
Okay, that is stupid.
Do you remember that song, Free Bird?
I
That's
remember.
stupid. I'm being stupid. I'm trying to be entertaining because you are just sitting there with nothing to say.
Oh, well, I
I
was
know
gonna.
you're worried because your daughter's getting her tonsils taken out tomorrow against my recommendation.
Yeah, see, I do go against your advisement every once in a while. But yeah, that's a thought on my mind today.
So
A
why don't you
little.
tell us about that? Tomorrow your daughter is getting her adenoids out, her tonsils, and what are they doing to her ears?
Nope, she already has her adenoids out. She's getting her tonsils out. And then a couple of years ago, she had tubes put in, and one of them fell out, and the other one is going to be taken out. And she still has a hole where they had put it in, and they have to do a patch graft on it, and they
So
have
if she
to.
continues to get ear infections after this operation, then what? Are you going to cut her head off? What's next?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. No,
No, really, this, what is next? What is their solution? I don't see what solution they're giving you, how cutting out her tonsils, I really am curious, is going to stop her from getting ear infections.
Well, it's not. That's not what the idea is. See, they need to go into her ears, and they need to figure out where they're where the one is draining, because they cannot figure out where the fluid is coming from. So that's the first thing. The tonsils was something that I wasn't pushing necessarily, because I don't want to do that to my kids. But with Amanda, and I told you this, when she was sick this last time, I slept with her for a couple nights, and she does not breathe very well at night at all. It's not like she labors to breathe, but she stops breathing. And she also snores really heavily. She's just really restless at night. And I've been looking at some of the research on it. And with the kids that have tonsils that are so enlarged, where it's preventing them from breathing adequately at night and causing sleep problems, they do recommend taking them out. Because, like in Amanda's case, when you look at her throat, there's very, very, very little open space when her throat is normal. When she gets strep throat, which she's gotten it just a couple times in her life, she can't breathe through her throat. She ends up breathing through her nose. So that's why.
Right, but you're not supposed to breathe through your throat. You're supposed to breathe through your nose all the time. Do
Right.
you know that? She should not, at night, she should not be breathing through her mouth. So if she's breathing through her nose, that's a problem. Why is she breathing through her nose? I mean, why is she breathing through her mouth? Something's blocked in her nasal passages.
Right, and that's it, all that area for her has always been problematic. She's always gotten the bad sinus, the bad
But what
ear.
you're, this whole conversation though, just is pointing in the direction of this. I think that conventional medicine, the time has come for physicians, and I have some of my best friends are doctors, and we've had this conversation. It's just time to start thinking outside of the box. There's something really going wrong with healthcare, and we've got to address this issue. And all these band-aid problems, you know, let's take out the tonsils, but we don't really know what's causing the infection. How could they not know what's causing this infection? It just makes no sense to me. Do you see my point, how frustrating this is?
Yes, I do.
Why aren't you frustrated?
About kids' health care?
Just
Or.
about this issue. Here's your daughter who has this reoccurring problem. They can't figure it out. They can't. They're bringing her into surgery, but they still have no idea if this is going to solve the problem.
Right.
Basically. Do you know what I
Right.
mean? It
Right,
just
but it.
doesn't, I can't figure out how we could not be doing better with the healthcare industry, you know, coming up with solutions to problems. It just makes no sense to me. I don't know, but I mean, this is not something we could get into right now, but we have got to get some more physicians on to talk about this. I mean, good luck to your daughter tomorrow. We all pray for her. We want her. I mean, I want her to get over this. What a nightmare for this poor kid.
Yep, she's, yeah.
I mean,
I
what a
think,
fiasco.
well, I think that I just want to make this one quick point. I think that there are a lot more cures out there than what they let you know. For instance, I have no doubt that there is a cure for cancer, that there is probably a cure for AIDS. However, with the pharmaceutical companies getting as much money as they do for prescribing the drugs to maintain these diseases, I think that they're hesitant to release the cures. That's my own thought. I know it's kind of conspiracy theorist, but that's I
Well, I
do
love conspiracies. I
believe
love
that.
UFOs and Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster
Sasquatch.
and all conspiracies. I love that. Give me a good conspiracy any day.
I
And
think.
I think I want to go to Roswell and
Do you
see they have
really?
a they have a an alien down there on ice, I heard. And I think I saw Elvis in Charleston. I'm telling you. And
Elvis
he was
is
in a
dead.
minivan.
He was in a
He
minivan.
was in a minivan. He looked old and he was eating fried bologna sandwich.
That is so gross.
It's
Oh.
true. It's true. Elvis is alive. He's in Charleston in a beige minivan.
He was in
But it,
Kalamazoo a few years ago.
well, this is what I think. I mean, you know, like I said, none of my celebrity gossip is based on any fact. It's just
It's
stuff that I
based on
make
Star
up.
Magazine.
I make it up at will. I make it up at will. But anyway, last month we had 2,400,000 hits to Happy Housewives Club. The website is growing so fast. It's out of control. It's fabulous. And this is summer and we have been in slack-off mode. So
We
when we
really
get
have.
ourselves back in action, Dana, really, it's going to be so exciting. We have so many things coming up. It's amazing how great the site is going to be in the fall. And we have so many great things that we're doing for the girls. But I do want to encourage all of our women to remember one thing, that women who really only know each other, Dana, through the Happy Housewives Club. And when you write something, the words are easy to take out of context. It's easy to not read the correct inflection. Do you know what I mean? And now, because you know, people can't see you smiling, they can't hear you joking. Like, there's a big difference between, shove it up your ass and shove it up your ass. Did you hear the difference there, Dana?
I think I did, yes.
There's a huge difference. Now, I can't figure out how to use those smiley faces. Why can't I use them, Dana?
Because you're
What is my
technical,
problem?
you're technologically retarded.
I am technologically retarded. Speaking of retardation, what do you think about this? We were in the food store earlier, and some woman who looked fine to me kept coming up to my daughter and talking to Hannah. At first, it was cute, but after a while, I thought that either she's retarded or she's gonna kidnap my kid. So she comes up to Hannah, she's like, "I'm buying this orange juice for Fred and Ethel. What do you think about that? Do you think Ethel likes orange juice?" First of all, Hannah doesn't even know who Fred and Ethel are. She's six. So then we got in the car, but the funny thing was Hannah's observation, because the woman who was in her 50s was being friendly to Hannah, but overly so. And so when we got in the car, Hannah's like, "Mommy, I think that woman, there's something wrong with her." Which is really sad, because here I am thinking that this woman must be retarded, developmentally, impaired, because she was being so friendly to my child. Our society, we are so shut off from each other that if someone's overtly friendly or caring or too nice, we back off. We go in our shell. We're all scared. And like, I'm thinking the woman has a serious problem.
Well, I think it's different in different parts of the country. I mean, if she were like down south or out in the more the rural areas, she probably would be viewed as normal. But I think that some of the bigger cities, like where you live, everybody's in their own little bubble, and for anybody to take the time to chit chat or wave or whatever, you even said the same thing about Charleston, that everybody's nice and waves at you and yada yada yada. You don't see
I
that
agree.
anymore.
If this happened to me in Charleston, I'd be like, "Oh, how are you, honey? God bless your soul, you sweetheart." I'd be like talking like a southerner. "Oh, my drawl is gone, Dana."
Thank
I
God.
just realized. But I'd be talking like a southerner, thinking the woman was so sweet, but not New York.
No.
Back off, babe. Move away from my kid. Go into a different aisle in the food store. So.
I try really hard to be sensitive and compassionate to people like that. But I think that as moms, we kind of have this inner radar that goes off sometimes, and I think it's important to pay attention to it. I don't know. It did seem kind of weird to me. That seems kind of
Well,
weird.
it was a little bit bizarre. And talking about Fred and Ethel, I mean, first I thought she was talking about the Flintstones, but then I realized Fred and Ethel's from I Love Lucy, right? So, I mean, even I didn't associate what she was talking about.
Yeah, I don't
I mean,
know.
is Fred and Ethel is from I Love Lucy, weren't they the neighbors? Why do I
Oh.
even have you on this podcast with me? You're bringing no information whatsoever. You know nothing.
I was young when I Love Lucy was online or on TV. Listen to me, I'm
Well, I
like.
do have to say one thing that yesterday I spoke to our long lost friend Adele, who
Yay.
I gave her a call and we were talking, and she was making me laugh so badly. But anyway, she was telling me how things are so bad in Michigan, the economy is so bad, and I was telling her how you have this Save Michigan website. And she said something that was really interesting, and this is why I'm bringing this up for all of our housewife members. She said she used to believe that anyone could stay home and raise their and cut back and be a stay-at-home mom. But she's starting to look around and realize that it's really not the case anymore, that everything is so expensive. And especially in Michigan, most of the men are losing their jobs, that the women are having to get out there and go back to work. She said it's like almost like a World War II effort, where like things are getting so bad that it's the women who are out there trying to hold their families together. And I think it's so amazing that the strength of the mom It's remarkable. It's like the women are the backbone of the family. You know, we're holding everything together at home. Things get tough. It's the women who are going out to make the extra money. It's just, and I can't encapsulate what I'm trying to say, except for that I just think that women are so amazing. And I think that, you know, we've got to do something to help the Michigan moms. We have a lot of Michigan moms on this site, Dana.
We do. And you know, I wrote this on my Michigan blog that I used to think that I was political, but I wasn't. I had an opinion. And to have the right to say anything about anything, you have to be informed. There's a lot of stuff going on in Michigan that the mainstream media is not reporting on, that the general public is not aware of. For instance, the University of Michigan just vote, or the president and the board voted themselves a 2.5% raise on top of increasing tuition, and we're bankrupt. Our state is bankrupt right now. We are facing a $3 billion deficit in the upcoming fiscal year. Not many people are aware of how deep this problem goes. And
Well, you know what, though? This is a problem that really only people who live in Michigan are going to be concerned with.
right.
So the truth, so you need to just, I mean, if people want to read more about this, they can go to, what is the name of the website?
It's called SaveMyMichigan.com.
So SaveMyMichigan.com. But on every level, ladies, the debates are starting for the next presidential candidate. I think John Edwards is hot. And so, you know, he's got my ticket.
The brick
Unless
wall.
someone cuter comes along. Unless someone cuter comes along, has nothing to do with politics. I'm going solely by who I think is cute. No, but obviously, as time gets near, I'll look into who stands for what. But right now, I mean, you don't think he's cute, Dana? Forget about your politics. I know that you know he's not a Republican, and you like to support Republicans. But don't you think he's cute?
No, not at all. He's just too
To
preppy.
what?
He's
To
too
what?
preppy. Come on, you
Oh,
see
he
what
is
my
so my
husband looks
type.
like. I'm like,
Well, I
girl.
like nerds. He's my type. Who do you like, Kucinich? You think he's cute, don't you?
No. I
You
told
like
you.
Tommy Thompson?
No, I said Fred Thompson on the website.
Oh, I know who you like. You like Cheney. You think he's cute?
I think he is hot, baby. No, but you know what? And see, I don't claim to be one party or the other. It
This isn't
honestly.
that. I'm not. Forget politics. I'm
No,
not
no, no.
talking politics.
No,
I'm
I
talking
don't.
about who is cute. That's it. Which candidate? Forget politics.
Fine.
Which candidate do you think is the best looking candidate out there?
Rudy Giuliani.
He is so ugly. He doesn't even have a neck. His head is stuck inside his shoulders. When he moves his head, his whole shoulders have to move with him.
Well, I'm
He
not
is
going to say
close.
that Hillary's hot. Come on. No, actually, I don't really find any of them attractive. Not from the physical sense. No. No.
Well, I think that what's his name? The Mormon guy. What's his name? Romney?
Yep, Mitt Romney.
He is my second one. If I have to pick who I would have to sleep with, forced in a room, the CIA comes and grabs me and says, "If you don't sleep with one of these guys, you go to Guantanamo." I would sleep with John Edwards first, the Mormon Romney second. His name Britt? Is his first name Britt?
Mitt.
Mitt. Okay, he would be second because he's kind of handsome.
He's okay. Yeah, he's better than Edwards, I think. I don't know. See,
But
Edwards
that's
has
really it.
youth going.
Barack Obama is a good-looking guy too, so he would be number three.
Okay, there you go. Your top three.
Those are my top three. If this is if the CIA comes to me, forces me to do something. They could be listening right now.
No, but I
But
have
I
to
don't know. Whenever I see John Edwards on TV, I was flipping through the channels yesterday, and they were showing, you know, clips from, I guess there was a debate on, and they were showing clips from it. And when he looks at the camera, his eyes just like, I feel like he's talking to me. Like he's like, "Darla, you're my girl."
Said the same thing about Clinton.
I thought Clinton was so hot. Now he's not so hot. His day has gone. Now he looks like an old man. But when he first got into office, yes, very hot. Very cute.
Well, I'm actually trying to get up north. They're doing the Republican National Convention, or not National Convention. It's called something. Anyways, it's up on Mackinac Island in September, and I want to go because I want to meet some of the candidates. But
Well, then
earlier,
you have to become one of the people who works in your district. Go sign up. I bet
I
you
will.
nobody is working in your district because there's probably like only three people there. So you probably could easily get in representing your district. But I have to go pick up Connor from camp, and I just want to say to all of our girls, hang in there. This too shall pass. Happy Housewives Club is a group of best girlfriends. There are 1,600 great girlfriends in there. Every once in a while, we got to get into a rumble. I mean, my best friend Lucy and I, we're constantly screaming at each other. We always get into tiffs about social arguments, or, I think she spent, I just had a fight with her because I thought she spent too much money on a stupid pair of shoes. I mean, she's always in debt, and I feel like I have to control her life, just like I have to control everyone else's life. But, girls, at the end of the day, everyone would be there to help each other, to pray for each other, and to give each other the support and strength that we need. And that is what really matters. And that's the strength of Happy Housewives Club. And girls come and go, and we make new friends, and we don't forget our old friends, and people pop in from time to time. But it's a remarkable, great community. And I feel grateful to all of the women in there. So I just wanted to say that, Dana. And I hope that your daughter pulls through surgery okay. We will all pray for her in the Happy Housewives Club.
Thank you.
And you just make sure you buy a lot of sherbet.
Yes, I already have a gallon of that sitting in my freezer, so we should be set for at least a day or two.
You should be set for a day or two. And that's it. So we'll talk to you soon, Dana.
All right, you have a great day.
You too, bye.